モグラグラジオです。
どうもよろしくお願いします。
頭
ということで今日は今月はのアーティストインタビューの回なんですけど、
はい、
まあ久しぶりのねあの英語インタビューになるということで僕らだけではね
全然立ち打ちできません。
まずは僕らを名乗らないといけないんですけど、おきちゅうです。
太田です。
ということで久しぶりですね太田さん本編で来たの。
そうだね、アーティストインタビュー最近してませんでしたからね、
う
ん、
そうで僕らだけだと心もとないということでね、まずはゲスト最初
切腹ピストルズの
野中克也さんです。でもかっちゃんは実はゲストというかお助けみたいな感じでもありまして、
そうやね、
うん、まあ、今回あのモグラグガレージ2014年一発目の展覧会はかっちゃんの紹介によってね、海外のバンクーバーからのアーティストを展示をすることになりまして、今日はそのバンクーバーのアーティストのインタビューを撮るにあたってかっちゃんのトランスレーションがどうしても必要になってくるということもありまして、ということで紹介しましょうか。
はい、呼び込んでいただきましょう。
Alright, here is Justin Grotin and Justin Patterson.
Yeah.
All the way from Vancouver.
Yeah.
Canada.
Hello.
Tato Island.
So, this program is a podcast. Do you know podcast?
Yep.
Yeah. 音声。
Alright, so,
you can only hear it if you're, on a spaceship or something.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, you will fall.
Yeah, okay.
Alright, so introduce yourself.
Yeah.
I'm a man of few words. I think it's better if people just look at me. How do you introduce yourself?
Justin Grotin, I'm from Vancouver, and blah blah blah.
Yeah, you said it pretty much.
Alright, skip
that's,
it.
That's no, about, skip it. That's about it.
Yeah, Justin is a painter. And musician.
I'm Ikebana. Is that what it's called? Flower arranging?
Ikebana. Yeah.
I decided that I'm into flower arrangements.
Yeah.
You're right.
Zero.
No, I was thinking about it on the train.
A train?
Yeah, I was on the train.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. That's true.
じゃあちょっとジャスティン・パターソン、
right.
いや今回のモグラグの展示はジャスティン・グラディンの個展なんですけど、いやジャスティン・パターソンもね、これねたまたまジャスティン、
I'll introduce him. What's name? Okay, maybe it's better if I introduce him and he introduces me. Because I think I feel like because where we come from it's weird to talk about yourself in any kind of a way, at least for me. I think it's easier to talk about somebody else.
Yeah, I think so.
どうですか？
いいと思います。まあだから今からじゃあ、ジャスティン・グラディンがジャスティン・パターソン
の、yeah.
あの紹介をします。
Mm-hmm.
Right. So you want me to introduce Justin Patterson?
So いう日本語訳もかっちゃんたまに入れていて。
But I'm not, it's not even my art. Not
even...Okay.
Yeah.
Just
okay, let's go.
No, so okay, you introduce me and then I'll introduce you.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. So you're Pata Jason wa Neva painting
collaborator with Justin Grudin.
We have a shot at Amp Cafe on the 7th together.
Yeah. So Amp Cafe de 7日にあの current portion っていう
information。
さっきパフォーマンスをやってるんだけど、まあそれでは2人ともなんでか知らないけどジャスティンで、
うん、
同じ名前で、
そう、
まあ、たまたまね、 で、そうそうそう、まあまあ一緒にそのパフォーマンスをやると。
うん、いや最初だからさっき飲んでる時にラモンズ的なことかって言ったらそうじゃないって言ってちょっと結構受けたみたいなことがありましたけどもね。
Justin is the new Ramones.
ニューラモンズ。もはやニューラモンズ。いやいや。And じゃあちょっと深い話もしたいんで。
そうね、まあちょっと次行こう。
うん。Justin のそのあの。ペインティングって結構そのイメージがすごい画面にある感じなんですけど、どういうなんていうか何を考えて多く描いてるのかみたいなことを
聞いてください。
はい。
He's curious about like what are you thinking, what are you painting, those kinds of things.
Usually nothing.
Nothing.
I mean, sometimes there's some. Well, that's not true. Mm-hmm. Sometimes there's an initial thought.
Mm-hmm.
There's one idea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's very quick.
Mm-hmm.
And then it turns into a kind of stream of consciousness,
mm-hmm.
but also severe boredom.
Mm-hmm. Boredom.
Sometimes yeah. I get bored with my own work and I paint over it.
Uh-uh.
Because I'm bored of my own self.
Mm-hmm. And one thing is thinking or shape or feeling or...
Like which one? Like do I start?
Yeah. Fast one.
The first thing is it's never the same. Sometimes it's like I see just shapes.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes I'm thinking about, like, downstairs at the, you know, there's one painting that I made just, it's like a, kind of this weird pastiche, and it's just started pastiche. With shapes.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another one where mm-hmm. I thought about animals and the consciousness of animals and animals who want to alter themselves. Themselves.
Mm-hmm. Themselves, yeah. I know. I know, but
so sometimes it starts with the idea.
Could you stop it? Because like I have to translate.
So rude.
Yeah, Japanese program.
So rude.
Yeah, very difficult.
It's a jerk.
Yeah, very funny.
I'm a jerk.
Mm. You
know that. All right, so. まあ、最初にまあ何考えてるかってまあ特にないけど、まあ大体アイデアが1個ぐらいあって、まあそれは大体形とかやったりとか、あのまあ動物が何考えてんのかとか、なんかそういうなんかアイデアが最初にあって、そこから始まって、そこからあとは芋づる式になんかつながっていく
んだ。その動物が何考えてんのかを考えるっていうのはどういうことなのっていうか、どういう興味なんかな。
So why you got interested in the animal thought?
Oh, because I was drinking with a man who I was having a discussion with a man, and he called me a sick animal.
Sick animal.
Yeah, he called me a sick animal. And I thought that was a really. I thought that was a beautiful thing to be called.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
I thought it was cool that he called me a sick animal.
Mm.
And then I was at a bar.
Mm.
And so I started thinking about that. And I thought about myself
mm-hmm.
because I like to alter my own consciousness
mm-hmm.
all the time. And I started thinking about if animals do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I got in a discussion with somebody who told me they had read a book about people, animals. Babar is a person, but about animals that specifically seek out altering their own consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of on point with people. It's the same. So sometimes it's an idea like that. You get in a discussion and you talk about that.
It's, mm-hmm. It sounds like a surrealist, like psychedelic. Like, do you do drugs? Do you do psychedelic drugs?
Nice interviewer. Yeah.
You did a bunch of them.
Oh, it's a good question because it's
It's true. Well,
there's a vocabulary that is similar to psychedelic art. Right. But you don't...
Well, yeah, but I was a drug addict.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. But human is sometimes no drugs, but like the animal
time. Now I think of it as related to humor, and also I think about now, you know, I've replaced drug use with alcoholism, which is not a good idea.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how Lou Reed is fucking in the grave right now. But at the same time, I feel like the way William Burroughs felt when he did heroin and he talked about time travel. I feel like alcohol is a mode of time travel.
Mm-mm.
And
yeah,
you alter yourself and, you know, we went out last night and we don't remember things. We sped our lives up. We had a good time,
mm-hmm.
and we paid the price for that good time because we lost time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's, kind of a beautiful thing.
Mm. Yeah.
Let me translate. So,
do you remember all that?
Yeah, kind of.
You better fucking quote me.
So, 最初は、だからその、まあ、なんで動物の、なんか、が想像してるのは何かみたいなのを考え出したかって言ったら、まあ、バーで飲んでたら誰かに、お前はもう本当なんか、ちょっとイカれた動物みたいやと言われて、あはははみたいな、それなんかまあ結構いいやんみたいな。で、そんなの思い寄ったら、なんか別のやつに、なんかその、動物ってその、基本的に常になんかその、違う自己みたいな自我っていうかさ、
うんうん、
をなんか動物も探しとると、
うんうんうん、
っていうのを聞いてああみたいななってまあ俺もそうやみたいな、
うんうん、
でそっからどうやな何の話になったんだっけ
まあなんかあれやけどまあ酒とか飲ん
ああそうやそうや、
うん、
でまあそのまあ、サイケデリックドラッグの話になったのか、
うんうん、
まあね、ジャスティンはね、高校生の時ぐらいからもう決めまくりで、ちょっと頭おかしいな、
うん。でもね、結構聡明な感じがね。
頭はいいよ。頭いいけど行かれとった
やつ、うん。そうそうそうそう。そうかそうか。
うん、
でもまあ言ったら、その。
まあそのやっぱ、あれの、オーター、エゴ、あのさ、あれ。オーター、エゴ？
オーター、エゴ。
Consciousness?
まあなんか
違う考え方とか。
No, I mean,
but paintings is only human.
Mm-hmm.
Animal not paintings.
There's elephants that make paintings.
Ah, yeah, yeah. But
there's monkeys
yeah, yeah.
that make paintings.
Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes, but sometimes
yeah.
people make paintings.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you should talk about the vocabulary of the images, because what's interesting to me is that some of the characters and images draw from pop culture,
yeah,
cartoons,
cartoon, yeah,
advertisements, punk rock posters.
He's gonna have to translate this.
So yeah, yeah, I know.
Maybe you want to say something about how you think about those things. How do you think about Disney cartoons?
Oh, I love all those things.
And punk rock.
I love...
How does it intermesh with what you see on the
street? Culture,
yeah. Yeah. Do you have to translate that? Or is that okay?
Yeah, I think so.
Sorry, I don't... I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, very nice.
But
very nice.
I'm interested.
Mm-hmm.
His nickname is the White Devil, where we come from.
So your question is like...
Very special.
It's not a hard question, but... it's sort of interested
in
where...
my stance on pop culture, essentially.
It's like when you're an artist, you have a vocabulary. You have a language. Because art is a language.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have a vocabulary, a group of... ideas and words that you use as a language to communicate.
Mm. Mm.
And so there's reoccurring, there's things that happen, there's things like amputated arms, there's animals, there's cartoon characters, there's reasons why Justin chooses to draw in a certain way, whether it's very well drawn or purposefully made to look awkward and ugly. Mm. And it's like you could draw Mickey Mouse perfectly, or you could draw Mickey Mouse looking sick.
Oh, main actor is gone.
So my, I'm just interested in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know. Relationship to you, the vocabulary.
How you feel his paintings' emotion? I feel
the emotion of the paintings. I feel like his personal emotional world.
Angry?
No.
Oh, there's anger. There's everything in it. But I feel like, I mean, I do think that the painting world that he has created, his images and what he does, is a way of translating his experience.
Yeah.
Into this visual world. That's obvious. I mean, all artists do that, but I think it's interesting to talk about why you choose to reference. I mean, the work that's in the show is in poster forms, the same size as punk rock or music posters. And then also, it's very flat, but there's dimension to it. So he's referencing certain ways that, you know, like culturally.
Well, the size of the work doesn't mean anything. It's just the work that I did developed out of being poor. And just being poor. And so I moved from Vancouver to Los Angeles. And when I lived in Los Angeles, I had no money, and I was a house painter. Right? So it was just me and a bunch of Mexicans painting houses. And when I got a little bit of money, the first thing I could buy, I used to paint on canvas. But it's
Takes method?
Well, no, it wasn't even that. It was too expensive in your mind, you know? There becomes a, what's the word I'm looking for? Preciousness.
Yeah.
You believe that you're making a Picasso painting because you spent $170.
This better be good.
stretching a canvas, and it must be good.
Yeah.
So when I got to LA, I was so poor I had no choice but to abandon canvas. And I started buying archival paper, which is maybe $3, that size, the size of the show here. And if it's bad, I lost $3. That's okay.
Okay.
You know. So I started painting on paper, and the flatness and the is I like I was saying, golden paint. I like it because it's very synthetic. It's really plasticky. I like that about it. It's sort of sculptural in a way. And basically, in terms of reference and things, I get bored easily, and I'm very hedonistic. Hedonistic,
I
want to fuck a ghost, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to get drunk and fuck a ghost.
Yeah, yeah. You know? No drunk, but
I want to drink some clean water and get a boner.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so it's like that. And and when I was in Los Angeles before I made paintings, I was too poor, so I could only make collages. And when I would look at the magazines afterwards, all the pages cut up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like a beautiful composition. And there's images everywhere. And that kind of makes me feel like it kind of reminds me of my own hedonism.
Hedonism, yeah. Ah, なるほど. なんかあのちょっと訳してほしいんだけど、 パンクの フライヤーとかって結構スタイルがもう結構出来上がってるところがあるんやけど、そういうのはアーティストとしてどう思ってるのかみたいな。例えばドクロを描くとか。
The Beat Days?
Yeah.
the punk rock flyers.
Yeah.
Have like something.
Certain stuff.
Yeah, like you can, or we can do is like you draw the skulls.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that. So typical. Yeah. Like nothing creative kind of thing. So what do you think about it?
で、しかももう一個言うと、ジャスティンの絵にはそれがない。
And like, you're still punk. You're punk.
Yeah, but, like, you original.
Yeah, my brain is still punk. Definitely.
So.
Yeah. I think about it the same way that Penny Rimbaud from Crass thinks about Urban Outfitters making punk jackets that say Crass.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
He says that everyone's been ripping off Crass for a million years. Mm-hmm. Why would he give a shit if Urban Outfitters did it?
Mm-hmm.
He still doesn't see a penny. There's this kind of sad circle.
And,
yeah, it's just, it goes around. It's just like it's become sort of a cliche.
Yeah,
man. Mm-hmm. Not bad.
まあ、そのなんかまあ、なんやろ、その最初さ、クラスとかがさ、なんか、
ああ、いいよ。
でもみんなコピーするやん。
うん。
で、なんかもう、全部一緒になるみたいな。
うん。
で、まあなんか、でまあそういう感じでもう、まあまあ全部回っとるみたいなさ。
うんうんうん。なんかその、そういう
But I also, I also think it's good that kids are still drawing skulls and trying to, what they're trying to do is tap into Satan.They're trying to get scary. They're trying to get, evil. Like, evil. And that always will make parents scared. That's a good thing. No matter how many times it's regurgitated, that's still a really great thing. If something's got to repeat, that should repeat.
でもなんかジャスティンの絵はあの怖いとかでもなくてその何かよく分からへん世界みたいなことをやろうとしてるところがすごいアーティストやと思うんやけど。
Yeah, what he think like you are really artistic is like you are not trying to scare people or you are more like abstract. It's more like you know,
subconscious.
Yeah, subconscious thing.
I think it, to me, correct me if I'm wrong, but the relationship isn't psychedelia, but it,
it's more consciousness.
But it's
states of consciousness.
It's subconscious, and the way I know you is that you don't want to hide the subconscious.
Yeah.
You don't want to pretend. You don't want to, like when you're in regular speech, you say things that are provocative and whatever, but it's with the impulse that. The reason that you behave that way or say things or show things that are seem shocking or is because it's important to show the subconscious.
Yeah, and I think this world, this brain's world is no border, I think.
Oh, yes, I think so too. Yeah. I mean, when I met Katsuya in Vancouver, we were both very young and... You know, I got a Japanese mother. And we'd talk about Japan and these things. And he would always say to me, you know, I'd say, well, why'd you come here? And he's like, well, who cares? You know, like, both of us had no affiliation with nationality. Neither of us cared. I didn't give a shit that he was... And he didn't give a shit that he was Japanese or that I was this or that. Mm-hmm. Both of us... are very much like where you go is where you go. It's more contained in your brain, in your head. That's your nationality.
You
know where you are is where you are.
Yeah, punk rock is my nation.
And punk kind of rock thing, you know? Because you know what, cops suck everywhere you go.
punk rock なんかな。まあでもまあある意味
based on the punk rock, but like any kind of culture.
Yeah,
you know.
Definitely. Cops are
じゃあジャスティンの考えるパンクロックは
So what's your definition of punk rock?
Punk rock to me is sort of I mean it's like free jazz music
to me. Oh!
you know? Yeah. Punk rock to me is like free jazz music.
Yeah, very I understand.
That's, you know, like
yeah.
And I'm putting it in another musical way, I'm trying to think of saying it in like a lifestyle way, but I mean, If I could put it in a lifestyle way, it'd be like if you could be a hobo that had $1 million in the bank.
Yeah, yeah. And some.
I want to eat garbage but have $1 million in the bank.
Yeah, I told someone, he said free jazz music is a language.
It is a language, yeah. It's yeah, a visual yeah. language. Punk rock? Very much.
Punk rock is a language too?
Oh, definitely punk rock is a language.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely it's a language. I mean, there are bands, some of my favorite hardcore bands are Japanese. You know, like I love Gizm, I love Lip Cream, you know, and I don't know what the fuck they're saying half the time.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, there's American hardcore bands that I don't know what they're saying either. Yeah. You know, they're screaming the same bullshit. You know, so
scream is a language.
It's screaming the same thing.
Yeah.
You know what? It's not about. Sometimes it is very directly about what they're saying.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's not about that. It's about. The passion and the feeling.
Yeah.
So it's like if you don't understand it, it doesn't matter because it generates the right response still.
Yeah.
Without words. It goes beyond words. It transcends any language.
Yeah.
And that's an extremely beautiful thing.
Yeah. Understanding doesn't rely.
No. It's a universal consciousness.
Specific language.
Both art. Art. Painting is a visual.
Yeah.
Doesn't
need language.
It is a visual language. Yeah.
And visual scream is a.
It's the same thing. It's a.
What? どういうもんなんでしょうね。
え？どういうもん？
うん。
That's a good
visual scream.
That's
visual
kind
of
scream.
Visual scream. This guy is a
genius.
Yeah, melting
wolf.
Yeah.
No, I'm
a
only drunker.
Super melting. Nice.
Yeah.
Visual scream.
Visual scream is
very
really cool.
Very catchy, ne?
Yeah, visual scream. Although when visual scream, I think of vomit.
Vomit. Oh, sorry.
I enjoy thinking about
it. Oh, really?
So don't apologize.
Yeah.
It's a band, right?
Vomit. じゃあちょっと話を変えて、カナダのアートシーン、いや、これね、ジャスティンに聞くのもどうかと思うけど、一応聞きたい人もいると思うんで、カナダのアートシーンは今どうなってるのかみたいなちょっとしょうもない質問をちょっとしてもらっていいですか？
しょうもないかもしれんけど。
Could you tell us about the Vancouver art scene?
No.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, you are feeling
it's
shitty to but a natural meeting.
As long as you can tell.
Vancouver is a
big cup.
Is a big cup.
Sorry.
Vancouver is like a big cup.
Oh, really?
Yes. But there's one man, one very big man.
Oh.
He's the only person that can lift the cup to drink it.
そうやな。この質問した俺が間違ったかな。
But you guys have scenes, actually. You know, it's like...
We do.
You guys had a
title.
There's underground scenes.
It created the scene, right?
Well, I think about it in... Okay, when I think Vancouver art, I think about the Vancouver school and like the more academic, I guess, side. But if you're talking
conceptual
about...
It's famous for conceptual art.
Conceptual photography, especially.
Mm-hmm.
But,
and painting.
Yeah, and painting. But... I mean, the underground side of things, yeah. There's an underground side of things, but most of it now is terrible.
じゃあさ、ジャスティンはどこで、どういうところで活動してんの?
What's your, like, where do you, なんつってんかな?
I still don't understand, even when you say
it. Well, you are translator.
I know, but it's translating is hard, man.
Yeah.
Come on, you can do it.
Yeah. So, what's your like major?
I help teach this guy English.
Yeah.
True.
Very special.
That's why my English is so bad.
That's why his English is so bad.
But it's very nice.
Yeah.
So what's your fear?
Fear?
I mean, like, yeah, in Vancouver.
My fear in Vancouver?
Uh-huh. Fear or favorite?
No, fear.
Field.
Oh, field.
Field or scene.
Scene.
My scene?
Your
like,
scene.
Not yeah. like work, but like...
Like whole thing, like art or music.
Oh.
Your activity. What's your activity?
My activity?
Yeah.
Mm. Well, mostly I'm an artist and musician.
How do you fit into the
Vancouver, oh, how do I fit?
The Vancouver scene.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I fit into it anymore. I did fit into it very well for a long time, but I don't know if I fit into it anymore.
Mm.
Because I also stopped caring about it.
Caring?
I stopped caring. Like, no feelings. I didn't care.
うん、昔はね、そのバンクーバーのシーンっていうのがあって、うん、まあそこになんか入ってたかもしれんけど、
うん、
もう今もうそんなの気にすることやめたなって。
ああ、なるほどね。
For me、
もうやけ、もう今は別にそこのシーンに入っとうかどうかもわからないし、
うんうん、なるほどね。
For me is more, I started to think about other places more.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather think about anywhere else but there. And I'm not slagging it in any way. Like, I think it's a good place.I think it's a good place to make art and be from.
Mm-mm.
But I think that it becomes too esoteric. You know the word?
Esoteric. No.
It becomes too, it's like a, becomes like a private language. It becomes a private little club.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I know.
It stays like that.
Like this one?
It stays like that.
Uh-huh.
And,
so
like
inside?
Yeah, just a small group.
Right.
And they all know each other. And you have to be, you have to talk a certain way to be part of that group.
Right.
If you
it's
want...
It's like an inside joke.
Kind of, if you want to stray from that, people... In Vancouver, are wary of you.
Is it that clothing?
It's pretty tight knit.
Yeah.
The
no welcoming.
Vancouver itself, but I mean, like Jeff Wall is from Vancouver. I mean, like the people are world.
There's tons of world famous artists.
Known in the world, but I think that.
But we don't hang out with Jeff Wall. He's talking about like the community that we hang out.
No, but I mean like the cultural and like. The community, the art.
Well, culturally,
is informed.
It's hugely significant.
It's informed by that, but it does become that. That's why there's a big, good underground in Canada, and that's why you're doing what you're doing because you live under the roof of all of this stuff, and they've developed a language and they've developed a culture that is so powerful that you.
But I'm not really in the structure of that.
No, that's what I mean. That. You're coming up like a mole from underneath.
I'm coming up like a mog rag.
Oh, thank you. じゃあちょっと例えばそのプレイヤー側は俺たちみたいに表現してる側はそれでいいと思うんやけど、それを見る人を入れて初めてムーブメントになると思うんやけど、そのなんて言ったらいいかな。そういう人たちを獲得するのに、どういうアイデアがあるのかっていう。
Oh. Right, so, to create a movement.
To what?
To create a movement.
Uh-huh.
We cannot just make it. You need to have artists and also audiences.
Yeah.
Right? So how you get the audiences?
You know what? Honestly... there's no answer. It's timing.
Timing.
It's timing. Again, it goes back.
Community, yeah.
Community. It goes back
to how you build it.
Yeah, but the timing of the community that you're in is very important.
Mm-hmm.
Our community is not doing... Well, I think there's just times when certain things should happen.
How you tell?
Yeah, demo, so...
And they do happen. And
how you could tell, like, oh, this is the time?
Well, okay, for me, I started a warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
A warehouse venue.
The ER, right?
ER, emergency room.
Oh, yeah, lots of people want to know about it, man.
Emergency room?
Yeah, I think so. It's a legendary place.
Yeah. Warehouse.
So the Vancouver, yeah. あの ER っていうあの、うん、エマージェンシーロームっていうあの自分たちで勝手に作ったライブハウスみたいなのがあって、
うん、
なんかそこやってたのが、
うん、
でそこでなんかシーンができてて、
うん、タンクロックのシーン、ね、
そうそうそう、すげえでかかった、
うん、
で多分結構ねちょっと有名やから多分日本でも知ってる人いるかも。
それに近いことをアートで待っているっていう感じってこと。
So you wanna recreate that thing with art?
No, 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 no. I, with art, I think I'm running away from that scene.
Oh, yeah?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, that scene was a wonderful, beautiful thing. But
yeah.
Again, it was the right community at the right time.
Mm.
And these bands all started up around me.
Mm.
And it was at a time where people would actually...turn the breakers off, turn the power off to the bar,
mm-hmm.
to get our bands to leave and say, oh, there's a problem. But we saw them do it.
Mm.
So, but all these bands were so good. So I took all the money I had and took over a warehouse. I was poor. I had nothing.
Mm.
Took over this warehouse. And it just happened that these bands, White Lung, New Sensei, Defectors, you know, my band that I was playing in, all of us got really popular.
Okay.Mm-hmm.
And it was, again, it was people that were all working really hard at the same time,
mm-hmm.
in the same community, in the same, there was the same communication happening with everybody. Mm-hmm. That same communication is lost in Vancouver again.
Mm-hmm.
It's not there. You can feel it in the air. You go out.
It's trying. Yeah.
It tries, but it fails. You know, it's not there. You can feel it when it's there,
mm-hmm.
you know?Him and I work together on art, and him and I, it's like...
So you think, like, there's no need to try to make it happen, or it just happens the way it happens?
No, I think that... Actually, Justin... that Justin.
Justin.
We started talking about opening a venue when we get back. Another illegal, another illegal venue. And here's the thing.It's not, I'm not looking at him saying, well, it'll happen when it happens. We'll just watch the clock and people will show up. What I'm saying is, we being in the community, coming in, sometimes it just takes the right people to be the catalyst for something good to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And you come in and you create your own world.
Yeah, yeah,
you create your own environment.
Yeah.
Well, so this is a question that I'm interested in, is the lifespan.
Who cares about lifespan?
Lifespan. No, well, you know, some people start a restaurant or a video store or a punk rock venue, and they go, I want this to last forever. And some people say, this is, has a start and an end date.
Yeah.
It's like a project.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that? Do you, like, when you start, when what, this thing that we may start, or, like, say...The emergency room?
Yeah, yeah.
Should it
have
lasted forever? Or
when you started ER,
yeah.
did you think it was going to last forever?
I say die young and leave a beautiful corpse. I don't think that you should have a, okay, start here and 5 years here. Because you know what you're going to do? In your brain, again, consciousness? Wait, let's not have a party where we fuck ghosts.Because that might be weird and alienating for people. And people might not come, and maybe we won't make money. You know, or let's not do this party because it's too crazy. Because we have to make it to our date. What you do is you go, okay, we started. I put in this much money. This is how I work.
Yeah.
I put in this much money. When I get that much money back, who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
From that point on, you just go crazy. And the crazier you go...The more money you will make.
But when does it end? And should... And
when does it end? It ends when it ends.
Yeah. But
you call it. You say it's over. You don't let it slowly die. You say
no, when you, over. No, when you get the inkling that this shit is over, you just go, plugs pulled, it's over.
じゃあこれちょっと重要
だから。
ここはちょっと略してもらっていいですか、うん、ここはすごい重要だと思う。
あ、今のとこ、
うん、
You don't want to be a necrophiliac.
I want to make sure how you ended the ER.
What? How did you edit it?
You just
the record it or the band or the venue?
How did you end the venue?
How did you end it?
How did you end it?
Well, it was one of those things. It naturally was dying. It left
people coming out?
No, more and more.
And then how we ended it
with too many people coming. But what happened was
you knew.
Well,
that was you had to.
Also, so many people were coming. We got broken into twice.
Right.
And you know, there's only so many lies you can tell the cops, and we just knew. I thought that we'd have 1 year. We got 2 years out of it. Lots of good bands came out of it. Yes. And
but you knew when to end.
But I knew when to end. You feel it. I'm not. And you know what? I want to say I'm not a fucking hippie.
Yeah, I translation time.
Okay, so, まあ最初に ER ってとこがあって、まあそこがまあちょっとなんかイリーガルの場所なの。
うん。
自分たちで勝手にやってるみたいな。でそこでやりよって、もういろんなあの、
Cluster.
あ、もう結構有名なバンドとかさ、まあホワイトマンとか、でミューテーターとかね、
うん、
なんかディフェクターとか、結構いろんないい。いいバンドがいっぱい出てきたんだけど、でそういうシーンがあってすげえ盛り上がっとったわけよ、
うん
ね、でも結局終わってしまったんやけど、
うん、
でなんで終わったかって言ったら、
oh, no, no, that's okay. Thank you.
あのまあなんかもう終わりをなんとなく感じたんやってね、その、
uh-huh.
なんか別になんかなんかきっかけがあってもう終わりやってなったわけじゃなくて、なんか別に人がこんくなったわけでもって、どっちかっていうともうめっちゃ人気おったらしいよ、
うん、
でめちゃくちゃポピュラーになっとって、
うん、
ポピュラーになったからこそ
みたいな感じで、なんかそのポピュラーになりすぎてその機材とか置いとるやんかがもう2回ぐらい盗まれたりとかね、
うん、
もうなんかもうめっちゃめんどくさいみたいな感じになっとったりとかして、まあもう、まあ、めんどくさくなったんやろね、もうその人も来すぎたりして、
うん、
でもうじゃあこれ一回終わらせる。でさっきジャスティンが言ったのが、まあ、基本的にもうほんとダイヤングっていうかさ、
うん、
あのもう美しい間に死のうみたいな。なんかもう無理してね、長生きして、なんか見にくくなるぐらいやったら、もう先に、なんか若いうちに死んだ方がいいみたいな。
すごいパンク魂がある感じ、ね、
そうそうそう。そんな感じで終わらしたって。
なるほどね。うん、うん、うんうん。